Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, there's a real mix of stories on the front of the pages today. We're going to start, though, with the Irish Independent this morning. And that story, actually, that you heard there in the news bulletin, elderly face wait of 2 years for home care. A piece from Eilish O'Regan. People in need of HSE home care are waiting longer than 2 years in some cases for the service. And the average delay is around 3.5 months. And that's according to this new report. The current waiting list stands at about 6,100. But pensioners are apparently actually finding it more difficult to get access to home care than they were a decade ago. And the findings come from this investigation basically by Care Alliance Ireland. They reveal the length of time that elderly or disabled people have to endure before they actually get this vital support to many people to try and remain in their home. And the Care Alliance Executive Director Liam O'Sullivan is also quoted in the front of the Independent this morning, saying the results from a series of Freedom of Information requests to the HSE showed also different variations right across the country as well in various different counties. There's a full report on page 12 of the Irish Independent this morning. We're going to go to the Examiner next. Their headline, over 60 homeless children referred to Tusla. Tusla received an average of 10 child protection and welfare referrals a month in the first half of this year relating to homeless children, and half of which were apparently for neglect. These were figures provided by Tusla in response to a Freedom of Information request, and they showed that 61 mandated reports made to the agency by managers and people in charge of homeless provision or emergency accommodation centres, 29 for neglect, 17 for physical abuse and 13 for emotional abuse, and also 2 relating to sexual abuse as well. And there's more details in the front of the on the front of the Irish Examiner about that story this morning. We're going to go to the Times Ireland edition next. Their headline, cornered May dismisses Brussels over Irish border for Ankara attacks attempt to trade backstop for longer Brexit transition. This is of course relating to the Brexit negotiations. Theresa May dismissing demands from Brussels for a backstop that would split Northern Ireland from Britain. This happened yesterday, increasing the chance of now a no-deal Brexit. And the Taoiseach also took issue with the fact that Theresa May's proposals had not been tabled with Michel Barnier, who's the chief Brexit negotiator, and also his team in Brussels. And you can read more about that in the front of the Times Ireland edition this morning. We're going to go to the Irish Times next. Their main headline today, Lewis Surfing claim was initially for €4 million. Cameras to combat Lewis Surfing were not functioning on the day of the incident. And barrister says age of the injured person plays significant role in assessing settlements. And this is in relation to the woman who received more than €550,000 last week for injuries that she suffered while what's quoted here is Lewis Surfing and initially claimed her case was worth up to €4 million. More in the Irish Times on that story today. To the tabloids, to the Daily Mirror and the Star, both leading with the same story. Their headlines, I thought I'd be killed in rape horror, and also students rape hell. This relates to the story of a 21-year-old student who endured a 21-hour rape ordeal in Dublin last year, that court case, and more in both of those stories in the tabloids today as well. Also, The Sun and The Herald, both leading with the same stories today in relation to the death of Amanda Carroll in Cabra in Dublin over the weekend. And the Irish Daily Mail this morning, their headline, Ryanair makes €7 million a day from flight extras. Apparently a surge in the number of people paying more to reserve a seat or to bring a second bag on board has actually enabled the airline to generate €1.3 billion in ancillary revenue in the first 6 months of this year. Details of the firm's revenue revealed that income from the add-ons actually increased by 27% during that time, helping to push the airline's overall income up 8% to €4.8 billion. And the ancillary sales include things like everything apart from basically the fare and the baggage fee, but it ranges from things like priority boarding to seats with extra legrooms, snacks, sandwiches, car hire, all of that kind of stuff, and more in the Daily Mail on that today. Just a few other stories actually making the headlines this morning, just that are worth pointing out. In the front of the Irish Independent, their headline, Tempers Flare, GAA probes brawl. This relates to a mass brawl between Dingle and East Kerry players in Tralee at the weekend, and the GAA says that it's now investigating the incident. Also, actually, just another story that's worth pointing out too this morning. It's on page 9, actually, of the Irish Independent. The headline, decision imminent on plan for Tuam baby home grave. An announcement, according to Shane Phelan, could be made today on whether the remains of hundreds of young children feared buried in a mass mass grave will be exhumed, and the Children's Minister, Catherine Zappone, is expected to brief Cabinet members after considering legal advice on what action to take in relation to the remains. And more in the Irish Indo on that story, or if it emerges later on today as well. Also, actually, a piece in the Irish Examiner too today, just worth pointing out, their headline, Injecting Centre to cater for 60 addicts a day. This is the planned state-funded injecting centre for chronic heroin and cocaine addicts in Dublin's inner city. According to the Examiner, it's going to cater for around 60 addicts a day and is open to and is also will open at 6:30 in the morning daily. And the centre is the first of its kind in the country, and consisting of 7 injecting rooms, it'll be housed at the basement of Merchants Quay, exiting the Riverbank building in Dublin 8 as well. And there's more in the Irish Examiner on that story too this morning. Just a few other bits also to highlight with you as well. In the Times Ireland edition this morning, they have actually an interesting piece. Their headline today, people eating organic, 25% less likely to get cancer. This is apparently relating to a study of almost 70,000 volunteers, and the results were published in the journal, the JAMA. Internal Medicine Journal. You can read more about that in the Times Ireland edition too this morning. And we'll just take one final story for the moment. It's in the Irish Daily Star. It's on page 19. Apparently, 1 in 3 parents have admitted to dipping into their kids' piggy banks and actually taking money out of the piggy bank. So we want to know, have you done it before? Would you do it? Would you borrow from your kids' piggy bank? Or is the piggy bank there basically to fund all of the various different things the kids need throughout their lifetime? Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at BreakfastNT or myself at Andrea Gilligan.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.